This big event is happening at the weekend for the first time. Can you tell me a little bit about it, please?
Unfortunately, every year in Kent, we seem to suffer a number of deaths of particularly young adults drowning in the rivers, and often relating to after a night out or having consumed too much alcohol. So this year, we are proposing to put some safety patrols on the River Medway at both Rochester and Maidstone. These patrols will involve rescue boats actually on the water, as well as medical teams on the banks. We tend to see more males who, particularly after a night out, get into difficulty in the water. And there's a number of reasons for that. And that may include, as an example, men go to the loo standing up. So actually going to the river on the way home is quite a natural thing to do. But of course, after a drink, you can easily topple in. In December, we have often seen a change in behaviours of individuals. They can go to new towns or destinations they're not familiar with. They can drink more than they would normally do. And unfortunately, when you combine that with a walk home by the river, as an example, the increase in risk to them just goes up and up. And that's what we're trying to make people aware of.
The River Medway is quite a long stretch of river. Whereabouts are you guys going to be positioned?
Well, we'll have two patrols moving around the Maidstone area and the Rochester area. As I say, we will have both rescue boats on the water and medical teams on the side. But the message here is, please don't rely on us to rescue you from the water. Take the advice and avoid water on the way home. And if nothing else, stick together, look after yourself and look after your friends. All of the crews who will be working both on the river and on the banks are volunteers, and they're giving up all of this time from their own families to come and raise awareness. So it's a very humbling experience to have so many people willing to help out like this.
Is it going to be a trial scheme, would you say, or is this sort of very much in the pipeline for future years as well?
We'd like to think that if the awareness works this year and we can avoid any unnecessary deaths in the river, then this is something that we'd like to continue next year. But it does require funding and it does require support from the public.